Welcome to the Clark University Campus Tree Audio Tour. This is Norm Freund, Professor of Philosophy, and I will serve as your guide. You have accessed the Katharine Byrne Hall segment of this tour. This part of the tour begins on the inner sidewalk at the base of the steps just between Eliza Kelly Hall and Katharine Byrne Hall. If you are not yet at that location, please proceed there before continuing the tour. You are standing at the foot of this staircase on the inner sidewalk between two great epics of Clark University history. As you look towards the west, you see the Conservatory of Music and Art, named Eliza Kelly Hall in the 1952 naming ceremony. Eliza Kelly was one of the five original BVM sisters who founded the university. Because she was the most artistic of the group, it was a fitting name for this particular building. Eliza Kelly Hall was the last of five inaugural buildings constructed on this campus over a period of about 25 years, and the only one to survive the 1984 fire. For nearly 60 years, this building was the easternmost building on the campus. Now, as you look towards the east, you see the science building named Katharine Byrne Hall. Originally called East Hall, it was funded through science grant money from the federal government. Upon the payback of the loan, it was named in honor of Katharine Byrne, also one of the original five BVM sisters. Because she had worked in a pharmacy and, upon joining the congregation, worked much of her life in the infirmary at the BVM Mother House, she had scientific knowledge and so was a good individual to honor in the naming rights here. Next, you should proceed towards the east on this inner sidewalk until the Alumni Lecture Hall of Katharine Byrne Hall is immediately to your right. At any time during this tour, if you would like to stop it and then restart as you move from place to place, please feel free to do so. The 1960s were a time of great change in our country, and great change on this campus. The building you are at now, Katharine Byrne Hall, was one of three major buildings built within a five-year period in the 1960s on this campus. The other two were Mary Benedict Hall and also the Keller Computer Center. This science hall was actually the second science building on this campus. The first building was on the back campus near where Keller Computer Center is now. From 1924 to 1965, it served as our first science building. In the 1952 naming ceremony, it was named Katharine Byrne Hall, which means the current CBH is actually the second Katharine Byrne Hall in our history. There are two class trees in this immediate area. As you look towards the street and back a bit towards the west, you will see a ginkgo tree. This is the class tree for the graduates of 2020. As you proceed to the corner of this particular alumni lecture hall and toward the sidewalk that takes you to the entrance of Katharine Byrne Hall, you will see the class tree for the graduates of 2000. Kristen Meisner was a very popular director of student activities at the time, and she was leaving Clark that year to pursue other professional opportunities. So the graduating class of 2000 named their tree in honor of the director of student activities. But they had a little fun with her as well. They chose as the tree to plant a flowering crab. Now I invite you to take the sidewalk towards the entrance of Catherine Byrne Hall. But rather than entering the building, if the weather permits, turn to your left and go on to the lawn area in front of Catherine Byrne Hall. Here you'll be able to walk close up to the various class trees that are in this area. You will notice first a saucer magnolia near the building and close to the entrance sidewalk. This is a class tree for 1978. The year before, a hit movie was Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta. What did that graduating class name their tree? Tree Volta. As you continue your walk near the building, the next tree you see will be another magnolia, although this one is a pink magnolia. This is the tree for the class of 1990. In November of 1989, the hit movie Steel Magnolias was released. So popular and impactful was this film that the class named their tree in honor of the movie, Steel Magnolias, and therefore chose a magnolia tree to plant. There's a double meaning here. This particular movie is about six very strong and empowered women. And in the year 1990, we were less than 12 years from having been a women's institution. So this tree not only honors the graduates of the class of 1990, but our tradition of being an institution with very strong women. If you look towards the street, you will see a grove of trees in the center of the campus of Catherine Byrne Hall. These five trees consist of a combination of lindens and flowering crabs. They were planted there in 1998 for this particular reason. The last of the sisters living in the dorms, and there were five in that year, moved off campus in 1998. They had been living on Letter Wing, and that particular space was being converted for housing for graduate students at the institution. To understand the significance of this, you have to know a bit about our history. From our origins in 1843, we were a boarding academy. That meant students lived on campus. BVM sisters during the day were teachers, administrators, and staff members. And all through the night, they were resident assistants and resident advisors in the dormitories. The sisters worked 24/7. In 1998, the only remaining sisters on campus in the dorms were Mary Ellen Caldwell, Virginia Galm, Lucinda O'Connor, Xavier Cohen, and Helen Schneider. By moving off campus in that year, this ended a history of 155 consecutive years of sisters living in the dormitories. The class of 2005 picked one of these trees to name as their class graduation tree. They named their tree Legacy. Shortly before tree planting that year, Catherine Dunn, BVM, our president at the time, announced that she would retire the following year. She would serve then a total of more than 22 consecutive years as our president, more than any other president in our history dating to 1843. To honor her, the graduation class of 2005 named their tree Legacy. As you proceed further to the east, you will find a class tree for the class of 2008, an autumn blaze maple. This tree is named Serendipity. It received its name for a couple of reasons. That class reflected that while they came from many different places to Clark, and their arrival there initially may have been somewhat accidental, profound changes occurred for the class while they were here. The name also designates good luck for the future. Toward the street, you will find an oak tree named Lucy. This particular oak tree was also planted in 2008, not as a memorial to any graduating class, but to Lucilda O'Connor, who had served as a Spanish professor and in other capacities at Clark for over half a century. Before concluding this particular segment of the tour, it might be useful to mention some trees formerly on this campus that no longer exist. The class of 1979 planted a deciduous tree on this campus named Tree 2 D2. As you might guess, that was a variation of R2-D2, the popular droid from the Star Wars films. And the class of 1984 planted a flowering deciduous on this campus. They called it Our Tree, which was a variation of a popular song at the time called Our House. If you're wondering why they didn't reference the 1984 fire in their tree naming, it's because tree planting that year occurred 1 week before the fire on this campus. It would be the class of 1985 that would name their tree Phoenix, which is the mythical bird that rose from the ashes to triumph again. Also on this campus, the class of 1987 planted a purple leaf plum that had a three-word name, A-tree-um. And if you say it fast, atrium. It was in that year that the Clark University atrium opened. In the class of 1986, they planted a tree that was a linden tree. And the class of 86 named their tree 80 Sticks. Where that tree was is now the entranceway to the third science building, the Miske Center, which you see to the east. This shows one of the great reasons why many class trees no longer exist, and that is the progress of the university. When trees are planted around existing buildings, and then new buildings are added and attached to the old, sometimes these class trees need to be removed. For those of you that are ambitious, you might want to follow Clark Drive a little bit further east to where you see a T intersection with Clark Crest Drive. If you turn left and go one block, right next to the sidewalk, you will see the campus heritage tree. This gigantic oak is the oldest tree on the entire campus. How old is it? Older than the United States of America. You have now reached the conclusion of this segment of the audio tour focused on Catherine Byrne Hall. If you wish to continue, please access a different segment of the tour.